a survivor of one Russian airstrike, and then this. Panic on the streets. The uncertainty of what will be hit next. The onslaught against Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, has been relentless. The city was home to 1.5 million residents. Many have now fled.
We have information that two people were killed, one person was rescued, and we are clearing the rubble. And we have just received information that there may be more people under the rubble.
Meanwhile, Russia maintains its stranglehold on the southern port city of Mariupol, another important strategic objective. A convoy of civilian vehicles, reportedly 2,000, left via a humanitarian corridor that held for a second day. Hundreds of thousands still remain inside. Conditions are said to be apocalyptic. Reports of bodies lying uncollected in the street. Supplies of food, water and medicine near exhausted. For those that make it out of Russian-controlled territory, Zaporizhzhia is their first stop. People check to see if their relatives or friends escaped.
This communist-era circus building has been converted to receive internally displaced people fleeing the fighting. Once they're here, they are registered and they can receive vital supplies. People have donated clothes, blankets, toys, and they can also get warm food. Once they come here, they're then moved on and rehoused.
Ukrainians have mobilized to help their fellow citizens. And as they came on buses, they bored them once again to leave. It's been a tough journey. It was frightening. Frightening, says 81-year-old Marina Panova. She sheltered for 10 days in the basement of a psychiatric hospital before making it out of the city.
Why did they come to our land? Why? Why did they come to spill the blood of our children? Nobody asked them to come. We all want to leave. We don't need their Russia. Why do they inflict this on us?
Like so many other Ukrainians, their homes now destroyed, heading to an uncertain future. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Zaporizhzhia.